Hi, I'm in Hemel Hempstead.
In Hemel Hempstead, what do you want to say, my friend?
I'm ringing about the things your older brother did to you.
What did he do?
Well, I only found this out last week, but apparently when I was about two, my brother taught me to poke electrical, sorry, poke knitting needles into electrical sockets.
Yeah, we heard this once before, and hey kids, that way leads, see that signpost that says death, that's the way, poking knitting needles in into the electrical socket. How did he actually do it to you?
How?
Yeah, what did he say? He said, you know, just go ahead.
Well, as I was at this sort of age where I sort of picked lots of things up, he's, what, 3 years older than me?
Yeah.
He used to do it with his power switch off.
Yeah.
And then put the power on. Mm-hmm. Get me to try and put knitting needles into them.
he used to demonstrate with the power off, and then used to say, now wait there, I mean, I've just got to do it. Go and switch the power on.
Say, one of those great big handles that you can pull down.
Fucking robots. How old were you?
About two.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was just told her about a week ago.
About a week ago?
Yeah, it's only last weekend.
Wow. It's funny, come around to this microphone. Oh, we're going off to the Oldham V's Millwall fixture, so the boy is with me today. Has your sister, Bonnie, ever done anything like that to you? Tell me now, son. Has she ever done anything like that? What's she done?
She's told me there was a fire in the house and took me upstairs to her room, kept me in there for 2 hours, and then told me it was just a practical joke.
It wasn't on fire, the house. And you were locked in a room for 2 hours. I've never heard that story before. Thank you very much. That is a genuine ad-lib from the boy there. Well, there you go. So we'll still do a few of those. What do you got there,
Ben? I've got a letter from Sue Wilkes, who lives in Timoth in Devon, who I think her brothers may well be lined up here for the title of the worst brothers you could imagine. There is a word. They're bastard brothers. That's the truth of it.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll start the less cruel of the two things they did to do to her.
Okay, we'll have that, then we'll play a record, then we'll have the most cruel. Go on.
Yeah, I have two older brothers and a younger sister. This is a boys versus girls thing, needless to say. When we were kids, our parents had a large apple tree in the back garden, and our brothers invented a game called Protection. The game involved them going climbing up the tree and getting a number of crab apples, then going into the house and getting their father's golf clubs.
The girls
were then positioned at the far end of the garden, sat down. The boys were then allowed to knock the apples with the golf club at them as hard as they could. The girls, there's 6 apples each for each boy, they're only allowed to shout Protection and get out of the way 3 times.
Yeah.
If they move after that, the boys get an extra 2 goes.
This is a fantastic. They should have this as a demonstration sport at the Atlanta Olympics. I would buy a ticket to see this.
And Sue says that she and her sister, the boys became so good at the game, they were absolutely covered in bruises.
This is just the very best. That's the least of the
two things they used to do to them.